Get up with Lorne and Ash Bollard. Are you up? Hit 101.3.
Just after six for a Monday morning. Hello, Ash.
Hello. Put that Christmas music on because I have erected my tree.
Oh, well done.
That's right. I erected my makeshift tree.
When did you do it? Last night?
Yeah, I didn't actually go out and buy a real tree this year because I'm between places so much at the moment. I went and got some beautiful long dried sticks from the bush, painted them all white, put them in vases, like different sized vases on the table.
I've got to see a pic. I've got to see a pic of this. Can you please show me? It sounds ugly AF.
What the hell?
You went and got some sticks and then you painted it and it just sounds like those. It sounds like it would look like this that we have in the studio here that a lot of people are doing big versions of, these big, ugly, wooden Christmas trees. Look at this, Ash.
Yeah, I can see it.
Does it kind of look like that? Yeah.
No, look at look at this now.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to.
Look at your phone.
Okay.
Well, I sent you the pic.
All right. I see a lot of people doing it this year. I'm not sure why.
Sure.
I'm not trying to be rude. I just think they're a bit ugly. Is that fair to say? That, mate, that is ugly as.
What the hell?
Pollard, come on.
You clearly
you
have
can
no
do better
style.
Than that. Pollard.
You're just revving me up.
These are like
Where
these.
Where is your Christmas spirit? These, I don't want to fight the first thing in the morning with you.
These are like those ugly pine cones you got last year.
Oh,
I
you
don't
are
know what your
absolute
obsession is. Pollard.
Shut up.
I feel like if I had that at my house.
I'm not buying into it.
If I had this at my house, you would come around and go, what is that?
First of all, you wouldn't have it at your house because you're someone that has a print of a pineapple up on your wall. You have no taste.
Producer Matt, have you seen this yet? Have you seen this stick Christmas tree that Pollard put up last night?
No, have a look. Hang on.
Come on, have a look.
Look.
You be the judge.
Get into the Christmas spirit and stop reaming me over a tree.
It's not even a tree. It's some sticks.
I'm not going to ream you, Pollard, because I love Christmas, but that's all I'm saying.
The sticks came off a tree.
I thought you might have just been picking up any material that could catch on fire with all the bushfire awareness.
Yes, I was trying to do my thing. I was trying to pick up dried stuff.
Well, here's the verdict from me. That is ugly as sin.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, mate.
I can't believe we started our Monday like this.
Oh, no, I feel...
Take it back.
I can't take it back, no. I haven't even put up my Christmas tree yet. I was meant to do it with my dad and Jamie last night, but couldn't be bothered. So I think we might have to do it tonight. What happened just to the good old-fashioned green tree with all the stuff on it?
Because I'm trying to be resourceful. Oh,
13,
shut up.
13, 12, 16 right now. Beat Ash to win the cash. I played for you on Friday, by the way.
Oh, good for you.
And the guy dropped an F and a C on it, so we had to dump it. Yeah.
Stop it.
So we jackpotted it to 150, 13, 12, 16. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Gawndy and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash. I am unbeatable to win the cash.
Yes, on Friday show when you were away, Ash, producer Matt was in and he was asking the questions. I played for you. It is tough being on the other end of these questions.
Okay.
We didn't get all the way through them, though, because the guy dropped an F-bomb and a third letter of the alphabet bomb. So we aborted mission and we jackpotted it to $150.
I see the show really does take a turn when I leave.
Oh, no, it's not far off the ground when you're here as well. So
I thought I had botulism, so I had to
take Yeah, what
it
happened
away.
There? Was it from the poo in the kettle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Shelley at Bonnell's Bay. Good morning, Shell.
Good morning.
Hello, mate.
Hi, Shell.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. So this is best of five situation here. Your name's your buzzer. Get one wrong, the other person gets the point. Question number one. Let's do this. In the Christmas tune, the 12 days of Christmas, what is the eighth day? What's the line for the eighth day in the 12 days of Christmas?
Eight page boys?
Are you buzzing in, Shelley?
Shelley, eight page boys?
Eight page boys is incorrect. Pollard, free guess for you.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Matt asked this one on Friday. I couldn't get it either. It's eight maids are milking.
Eight maids are milking.
Ash.
Seven swans are swimming.
Ash gets the first point there. Question number two.
Six geese are laying.
I wouldn't even know it.
Five golden rings. hummingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah.
Question number two. Global warming is caused by too much of what type of gas?
Oh, I was just going to say caused by dickheads, but wrong.
Anyway.
Ash, oh, methane.
Ooh, she's having a crack. Methane, not what I have on the sheet here. Oh. I've got carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So that means Shelley gets the point.
Well, actually, you need to look into that, Matt, because they say that cow farts are the worst pollutant in the earth.
I'll put him up and on. Matt, you're on the air.
Yes.
Are you accepting Ash's rebuttal?
Can I hear the phrasing of the question again?
The phrasing of the question. Global warming is caused by too much of what type of gas?
Because of the phrasing of the question, I will accept it because it is not the most common, but it can cause...
Oh, you're reversing. You're reversing.
Yep.
Oh, geez, he's easing up at the end of the year.
You know,
wow.
Did you know it actually is true?
Okay.
Cows excrete so much methane that it actually burns a hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah, right. I do a fair few of my own at home. Look at that. All right, 2 points to Ash. 2 points. Shelley, you need the next three to stay in the game. How many hours are there in 7 days? How many hours in a week?
This is maths now.
How many hours in a week? Come on, Shelley, this keeps you in it. Come on, mate.
72?
You buzzing in?
What?
Shelley, 72?
72 hours in a week. In a week. God, Shell. It's 168, mate. Unfortunately, not your day.
You didn't beat Ash.
You can't beat me.
You win no cash.
Here, there's no cash, all right?
Thanks, Shell.
Poor Shelly.
No, is she there? No, she's gone.
Toodles.
There we go. All right.
I was busy on my piece of paper doing the sums just then.
168.
Adding up 24 plus 24 plus 20.
When you look at it like that, it doesn't really look like much for the whole week. 168 hours in a whole week when you look at that number. God, I think of how many of those I waste.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. After I've contributed to society here, once I go home, there's a whole lot of wasting them hours. Hey, 7 o'clock this morning, we are up to day 9 in our 12 days of Christmas. The gift or the gift card, what will be chosen? All thanks to Domain West Gosford. But that is about 40 minutes away. Are you
up? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Have you seen our caller of the week prize this week, Ash?
No.
$500 voucher to spend at Erin Affair.
Oh, wow.
Just in time for Christmas for our best caller of the week this week.
Jeez, that's good.
So imagine that, $500 shopping spree at Erina. That's pretty cool. Happy with that.
That is good before Christmas.
You missed our caller of the week on Friday.
Yeah.
It was the guy that called up about the poo in the kettle, of course.
Of course it was.
Yeah, so that's who Matt and I ended up picking on Friday. We thought that was pretty good. But look, Erin Affairs.
He pretty much gave me a heart attack for the whole week.
Yeah, he gave me
I
a day off.
I thought that I had... Botulism.
He gave me the day off on Friday too, which was good.
Yeah.
Erin Affairs Christmas Youth Spectacular, which is hosted by us, Hit 101.3, this Thursday, from 6:30 p.m. in the Hive. You can get in there and check it out. That is our last day on air this Thursday too, by the way, as we round out 2019. But yeah, our caller of the week, get involved on 13, 12, 16. And maybe you could after 6:30 because we need to talk about... Let's talk about sex, baby. Conversation that makes Ash a little bit awkward when it's brought up off the air. But there is an article doing the rounds at the moment. Can you still be happy in a sexless relationship is the question. Oh. Can you still be happy? Is it a thing?
I would say no.
You say no, do you?
Yeah.
We might have to Pollard poll this one. Can you be happy in a sexless relationship? All right, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Hold your thought there, Ash. We're going to get to it after 6:30. What have you got? I'll give you one last little crack at it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
No, I'm allowing it.
Of course you are a little this morning.
What have you got?
I was just going to say anybody that reckons that they're happy in a sexless relationship is just has no idea.
Well, they don't know what they're missing out on.
Yeah, well, because they're not having it.
Well, if it's you, 13, 12, 16.
Go and try it and then come back to me again.
Yeah. You'll be changed for the better, Pollard said. Wake up, arise and shine. Always had a heart.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Just after 6:30 for a Monday morning. Our last week on air for 2019, Ash.
That's right.
That's it for us.
Santa Claus is a knocking.
Coming to town.
He's going to put some presents under that crappy tree that I have, according to
you. Oh, you're stinging on that, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's not crappy, it's good.
No, I didn't say it was crappy. I said it was ugly.
That's one and the same.
No, I just don't know where these things come from where people are getting twigs and they're making them into Christmas trees. I just like the good old-fashioned...
sustainability.
We'll get a real Christmas tree.
No, because that's not sustainable. It's like fish farming, not sustainable. Tree farming, not sustainable.
When did Christmas become political?
When you told me my tree was shit.
Can we please put it on our Instagram? Come on.
No.
Get it up on the Insta.
Because now people will be like...
No, you'll be surprised,
actually,
Ash.
Actually, your tree is poxy.
No, maybe they will be on your side and go, this is great. I love where people are heading. I'm just used to the good old-fashioned green tree, Christmas, some lights on it.
If I had my way, I'd like it, but I don't. So I've had to do what I have had to do.
Are you that worried what people will say on the socials that they might say your tree's ugly? Are you that worried about it, eh?
No, I just don't want to be objectified by strangers. I don't want to be objectified by strangers.
This is what we do for this job. Producer Matt, get the ugly tree up on Instagram, please. Do a poll.
Hang on, Pollard. Objectified?
Yeah.
You are not a sticky tree.
Is that the right terminology you're looking for?
I am not a what, Matt?
You are not the sticky tree.
Yeah, but I am still...
attached to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not in the photo. It's going up.
No.
Put it up.
I didn't give you permission.
Put up the ugly damn tree. I want other people to see.
No.
Hit FM, hit 101.3 socials. Tell us if this tree's ugly as sin or if you like it.
No, get lost.
You know what we'll do? I'll put it on the story and we'll put a poll with it.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, the poll. I want to see what the people think. I could be wrong.
Put a nice filter on it.
I could be wrong. Maybe the ugly stick tree's
nice. Yeah, well, you got no style. It's resourceful, it's sustainable, and that's it.
Well, look, 25 minutes, day 9 of the 12 days of Christmas, thanks to Domain West Gosford. You can put something useful under that ugly Christmas tree of yours if you want to get some good gifts.
Oh, you.
And next on the show, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Can you be happy in a sexless relationship?
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to get involved in our show. Don't forget the caller of the week. $500 to spend at Erin Affair just in time for Christmas. And right now on 13, 12, 16, we're talking about...
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Got a couple of calls on this one already, Ash. Can you be happy in a sexless relationship?
And who says this anyway?
Well, so this is news.com.au are running this weekly article, which is called, let me get it for you here if you want to check it out, Relationship Rehab on news.com.au, the weekly column solving all your romantic problems, no holds barred.
So this guy wrote in saying that his wife doesn't want to shag him anymore. It's too much. It's a chore for her.
Yeah, and they said before they had kids it was never amazing, but it was also never this bad as well. But now that the kids have come along, it's almost to a point now where it just does not exist. And this guy's wondering how he can get it happening again and if he should maybe look outside the relationship.
Well, he's tried.
Or does he just
go on? He didn't have an affair.
No.
He considered it.
Yeah.
He also asked his missus if she'd go and do counselling, and she poo-pooed that.
She said no.
So he's lucky to get it, he reckons, once a month.
Yeah, at the best of times.
At the best of times.
So it leads to the question, can he be happy in the relationship without?
Well, he says he's not happy. He says it.
Yeah. Well, she obviously is because she's fine to go without it. If you read it, they did have a few little problems along the way with their kids and stuff.
Miscarriages and whatnot.
Yeah, a few traumatising things. But
before then, it was already doomed before then.
Yeah. It is interesting when...
But he thought, he was like, it was doomed before then, but I just thought we'd get over it, but they never did.
Yep. The expert here says it takes an average couple 7 years before they start seeking any help, and she wishes that they would do it sooner.
It took me 7 months.
Yeah, you talked about the seven-month itch, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
No.
I'm not talking shagging or anything like that. I'm just talking in general. I like to have an outsider help. Do you know what I mean?
What, like a counsellor?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, I love it.
Just for the relationship or just for your own personal?
Both.
So do you and Pete go and see someone?
We have, yeah.
Really? In a two-year relationship? What point in the relationship did you bring it up?
Maybe
how did you breach it? 1 year in, you said, hey, let's go see a counsellor.
Just because of the type of person that I am and the type of person that Pete is, it's really useful.
And he took it well. He said, yep, no worries, let's go see somebody.
He was sceptical.
Reluctant, yeah.
Mm.
Jeez,
but we got there. No, honestly, like it is, if you put your best foot forward early on in the relationship and you try to work out how to communicate with each other moving forward, it's the best thing you can do. It doesn't mean lots of people think that going and doing that means that your relationship's doomed, but I totally feel the opposite.
1 year in feels pretty short though. Like if I'm going out with a girl and 12 months later.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I think it's good steps.
I know. I'm saying I think it's weird 12 months into a relationship to suggest it.
You know what? I think it's weird that you and Jamie don't fight.
What's wrong with that?
Weird.
Well, that's how relationships meant to be.
No, they're not.
You're meant to be compatible. Let's go to Liz at Killarney Vale on 13, 12, 16.
Fighting doesn't make you incompatible.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I see relationships where they fight more than they don't fight and they think it's healthy.
It's not me and Pete.
As you raise your eyebrows with a
shit. It's not.
This is you. It's not me and Pete. And then you raised your eyebrows like, is it?
Because I was waiting for you to have a go.
Let's go to Liz at Killarney Vale. Morning, Liz.
Morning, guys. It's called passion, Ash.
Passion. Do you fight with
your
partner?
You have the makeup bit, don't you?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep. See, relationships are a lot of work. What's the point if you don't get the reward?
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so I think we're all on the same page here. I think that needs to happen in the relationship for you to be happy. I mean, we don't have anyone that's called and says they're in a relationship and are not doing it and they're happy. So no one's willing to put that out there.
And with four kids, I like my rewards.
But does your reward end in a kid, though?
Oh, it seems to be, but what can I do?
You're a deviant, Liz. Listen to you. I need my reward.
Oh,
what a good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
We put a poll up on our Instagram, Hit 101.3. It's in the stories there, just to find out if Ash's Christmas tree is ugly or not.
And what are people saying?
Let me have a look. It's very split at the moment, Ash. 55 to 45 in the way of ugly.
I told you not to do this.
It's very close. It's 12 votes to ugly, 11 votes to cool. So it's all good. It's early days. But if you want to see the ugly Christmas tree with some gold bow ties on it and some baubles, jump onto the Hit Instagram. Just describing your tree, the stick tree, the little stick tree there. Oh, no, you've just got a couple of votes for cool. It's back on the cool side, Pollard. You've just, 54% cool, 46% ugly at the moment.
Clearly, people don't have any class.
Mate, it's on your side. 56% cool.
Yeah, but it should be more. There should be more
on
my
side.
It's
early days. It's only just gone up.
But come on.
Alex Strawn, our traffic guy, sent us a picture of his ugly tree as well. Send us your ugly Christmas trees, guys. Go to the Facebook page. We'd love to see them.
Mind you, Strawny's tree is a lot different to my tree. I would say that my tree is far better looking than his.
Describe
his. No offense, Strawny. God love you.
Describe his.
It's like
a taller version of yours.
No, I have actually gone out of my way to make this look nice. He's gone to Kmart and just picked up one of those things.
Let me say, you didn't go too far out of your way by the look of it.
Oh.
And shout out to your dad, Jeff, who's listening this morning
no,
too. Who also
do not
loved
shout
it.
Out to him.
He's also loving your Christmas tree and the show this morning. So shout out to Jeff Pollard. All right, hang tight, guys. We are doing the 12 days of Christmas just after the news. All thanks to Domain West Gosford. The gift or the gift card. You know, on Friday, Ash, someone chose the gift card. $700
it
was.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was the big one on the Friday.
What was I giving away in my gift?
Your one on Friday was the bar stand. It was like this bar stand thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, they lucked out on that gift voucher.
All right, we're playing after the news, so just hold tight, guys.
Are you up? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Gawndy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Day 9 in the 12 days of Christmas. We are getting there on Thursday for the 12th day. Yeah. Well, thanks to Dome.
I've got good prezzies today.
Yeah, you happy with yours?
Yep.
$700 gift card I gave away for Domain West Gossett on Friday. That was a big one.
Domain West Gossett, God love them.
How good have they been? If you're looking for a place to do your Christmas shopping, it is the place to go. You can get your home Christmas ready as well. Domain West Gosford, furniture, bedding and outdoor. What do you think people are going to pick here this morning, Ash, on 13, 12, 16? Call now, by the way. We're looking for someone to play.
I hope they pick me.
The gift?
Yeah.
I feel like the gift could be due.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Like $700 gift voucher vibes. It's not like you're going to be handing that out again. Yeah.
Well, maybe I've doubled it. Maybe I've got $1,400 in gift cards.
Serious?
I don't know. Who knows? We find
out. Maybe
out.
I've got $1,400 worth of present, if not more.
I see how it is. All right, 13, 12, 16 right now. Our 12 days of Christmas, day 9. All thanks to Domain West Gosford. 13, 12, 16. Who's going to clean up this gift or the gift card this morning?
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Day 9 in the 12 days of Christmas. And let's say Merry Christmas and good morning to Angela from Wyoming. Morning.
Morning, Ash.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome.
It's very Christmassy this morning.
Yeah, I'm just so shocked. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Now, we love this. It says here you're sitting on the fence at the moment. You can't decide between the gift or the gift card.
Mm. I know, and I love you both, and I drive to work. You make my mornings every morning, so now I'm like,
Oh, thanks, Ange.
Thank you.
Can I just say, we love you too.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Ange, did you hear Gaundy ripping on my Christmas tree this morning?
I did.
Did you go have a look?
I haven't had a chance because I'm driving up to work, but I will be having a look today.
What do you think of the stick Christmas trees everyone seems to be doing this year? In all honesty, be honest. They're ugly, aren't they?
I think fashionable, I don't know. I think they can be quite pretty, but I do love the traditional, I have to admit. And my kids love the big trees, but they, you know, the twinkly bits on the bushy tree, I suppose you can call it.
What if I said to you, Gaundy, I was broke and I couldn't afford to buy a real Christmas
tree? Your money bags, Pollard, you're not broke. 52% ugly at the moment. You ugly. Hey, it's ugly.
This is crook.
Hey, it's the effort that counts. And any sort of effort is amazing.
Thank you.
It's not, Angela. It's the end result, all right?
Anyone that votes ugly clearly has no style, so whatever.
What are you going to vote this morning is what we need to know, Angela. Are you thinking the gift or the gift card? Now, I gave away $700 in gift cards on Friday. Ash doesn't seem to think I'd match that again. She doesn't think I've got that many in my back pocket. No. So she thinks I'm not going to have that much on me. But I'm pretty good at the old reverse psychology. I could just rip out something massive, even bigger than that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Angela, that you should go me this morning because I'm feeling overly generous.
I'll put this out there. Would you trust someone with an ugly Christmas tree like Ash has got? I wouldn't.
Okay, well, my husband and I are renovating for the last 5 years and we're almost at the end tail with our two little ones and I think I'll go Gaundy the gift voucher because...
Oh, no, Angela, you silly person!
She can be convinced, Ash, quick, if you want to talk her out of it. She is on the fence.
Angela, trust me on this. You need to pick me.
Gift cards are pretty cool. Get what you want. It's up to you, mate. Last chance.
I'm
going to
flip the coin. I'm going to go Ash. Going to flip the coin.
Oh, she's changing. Yes. What about? No, come on, Angela. What about me? You chose me 10 seconds ago.
Oh, look, I love you both. As I said, I'm so torn. I'll go Ash.
This is BS.
No, trust me, Angela. Just trust me.
Oh, Angela. You're trusting someone with the ugliest Christmas tree I've ever seen.
Oh.
But let's see what you've got this morning. This is your gift as organised by Ash.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
You'll be looking fabulous.
fabulous in your backyard this Christmas with an Alpinia 7-piece outdoor dining set worth $1,800.
Whoa.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. I can't thank you guys enough. That is wonderful.
$1,800, Angela.
That is almost.
And we're doing our backyard too. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, guys.
That is almost $2,000 worth of prize right there.
Oh, thank you so much. That's amazing.
All right.
I'm speechless.
I'm interested to find out how many gift cards were put together here. So let's find out what you would have got if you chose the gift card. Here we go.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
Gordy and Ash Pollard gave to me $200 domain with Gosford gift card.
You've done well.
I still would have been grateful, but thank you. This is amazing. This just made our Christmas. So thank you both so much.
Oh, thank goodness. See, aren't you glad you chose me, Ange?
Yes. Thank you so much.
I've seen the outdoor dining set, and I can say it is not as ugly as Ash's Christmas tree. So well done. Congrats.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both, and Happy New Year too.
You too.
Yes,
thanks for
Ange.
Being a part of the Gordy and Ash show. We love having you on board. And if you want to get your home Christmas ready, Domain West Gosford Furniture, Bedding and Outdoor. What does day 10 have in store, Ash, tomorrow? We lock it in, 7 o'clock.
I'm giving away my ugly Christmas tree.
For free.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, what a good day.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Just gave away a couple of $200 Sephora Christmas packs on the show this morning, which we have every single day this week. Ange from Berkeley Vale picked one up worth $200, and Mia from San Remo, home of the best sausage roll on the coast, also picked up $200. So $400 worth of Sephora Christmas packs there. You can discover the latest in beauty this holiday season at Sephora with makeup, skincare, and more. All right, next on the show, we're going to find out how this wedding went down. Yes.
Yes.
It's finally happened. How did the shakes go, by the way?
Mate, the quick diet shake for 2 weeks that I had to do to fit into the dress.
Did you fit?
Amazing.
Did you fit?
Yes.
Oh, you got in.
I'm not condoning it, though.
The shakes?
Nah.
But it worked for you, did it?
It did work.
Which
it's
one?
It's not healthy.
Which one did you end up going with in the end? Because you were choosing between Musashi and the other one.
I did Opti Fast.
What's that other one, though?
You can buy it from Priceline.
What was the pyramid scheme one that you...
Pyramid scheme was... Oh, God, now I forget.
Isagenics. That's
Isagenics.
It.
Isagenics.
You didn't go through with that?
No. I thought that had too much... It had too many calories in it. Too much sugar and too many carbs.
Yep.
And OptiFast was better.
Plus, once you say you're doing it, they all just come out of the woodwork, don't they? They want you to buy it from them. So they make the money in the pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's got that feel about it, doesn't it?
All right, we'll find out how this wedding went down next.
Oh, what a good day!
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
The wedding of the century has come and gone.
Ah, yes.
The anticipation for this wedding, my God, it was like my entire year was consumed. But I tell you what, it was an amazing day.
So this is your one of your best friends, Camilla from MKR.
Yeah, she was my partner on MKR. Anyway, it was so fab. Like, the venue was off its head. The food was the best food that I have ever had at an event.
Oh, you're hard to impress too. So that really says something.
And the wine, oh my God, because Camilla's the same, like, she paid particular attention to those details. Anyway, it was truly fabulous.
Where's the venue, by the way? I just want to find out, where was it? Where was
In
the place?
In country Victoria, Mount Macedon.
Ooh la la. Yeah, very nice.
So we had the wedding rehearsal on Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. and Camilla had a Catholic wedding. She is a Catholic. But I don't... Oh, God.
Yes.
She's not like a practicing Catholic and her husband Tom isn't religi. I didn't realise that, like, she was super relig, but it was a full Catholic wedding.
No, sometimes you're forced into it by the family, I reckon, if your parents are super religious.
She said that she wasn't forced into it.
Really?
She wanted to do it. So it was in a church.
Yeah.
We had to do the rehearsal the day before, obviously, because I was doing a reading. So we all, as a bridesmaid, we had to know where to stand. And, of course, the bridesmaids walk in first, one after the other. There's three of us and I was last. And the priest, the Catholic priest, was like, When you walk down the aisle, you must bow at the altar and then move into your position. And I'm like, what? I'm going to bow. Bow for what? And he's like, you must bow in the house of God. You must bow and pay your respects to the Lord God. And I said, is that really necessary? Is it mandatory that we do that? And he said, yes. And he absolutely got stuck into me in front of the whole bridal party. He got so annoyed that I'd asked the question. How dare I ask that question in the house of God? And I said to him, but with all due respect, Father, what if I was Jewish? And to that.
What happened?
He was also not very happy. He said, you do what I say in the church of God. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. He was in the most foul mood, and I'm not kidding.
It should be an option if you're religious or not. If you choose to do it, that's good. If you choose not to do it, that should be on you as well. That should be fine.
But his argument was that I was in his house, his God's house, and so I do as God would say in his house. But like, you know, I was being respectful to his God or whatever, but I didn't think it was necessary that I had to bow. Anyway, I was so scared to stuff up on the day. You know, nerves are pumping through your veins because you've got to perform. You've got to look good. You're walking down the aisle. Everybody's looking at you. I was the dress foofer as well, so I had to make sure that Camilla's dress was always foofed appropriately. Plus, I had to make sure that I did my prayer reading appropriately. And I'm not religious, but I still had to be like a religious individual.
Did they give you that prayer? You didn't have to come up with it. You just had to read it from
They gave it to you.
Yep.
Anyway, my time had arrived where I had to walk down the aisle and bow at the altar and then get in place.
The big moment. Do you go against the priest?
The big moment.
Or do you do what he says in his house? Oh, what'd you do?
I was going to ask for a drum roll. You probably don't have that ready. Drum roll, please.
No, I can get you one. I'll get you one. No, let's do it. All right. What did Pollard do?
I didn't bow.
Oh.
And you
geez.
Know what? It wasn't just me. Every single person in the wedding procession did not bow because we were so nervous. We forgot.
And did you look up at the priest as this was happening? Because he would have been fuming that you guys didn't do that.
Because he was equally as nervous.
Yes.
He was equally as nervous. He forgot bits and pieces of his own sermon. And he never said anything about it.
Is this the first wedding this guy's ever done or something?
Honestly.
What was he nervous about?
I don't even know. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was his first wedding.
I reckon you challenged him that hard on the Friday. You put the fear of God into him himself.
He's
probably too scared to stuff up in front of you, the corrector.
Praise be to God.
Which is kind of why I'm glad you weren't at my wedding as well, to be honest.
But yours wasn't religious, so I wouldn't have had to bow at you.
But it really relieved the stress of not being critiqued too hard. You know what I mean? Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Christmas lights, Pollard, that have gone up around the coast.
Oh, tell me.
Well, this year what we're doing, we're looking to reward one lucky household the grand title of the best Christmas lights on the coast for 2019. Ooh. And we're doing it all thanks to Christmas Warehouse in Erina. So if you register at hit.com.au, there's the chance to win $1,000 worth of goodies.
Christmas Warehouse?
Yeah, from the Christmas Warehouse.
Oh, my God, we need to get some Christmas lights from them to put up in our studio.
In Erina. We've only got 4 shows left. 3 after today. We've got 10 hours of radio to do for 2019. That's it from us.
Mind you, we shouldn't be wasting more power. We need to be sustainable.
Yeah, like that stick Christmas tree that you've got. Oh, what's the result
so
far?
Oh, stop.
I want to see. We put it up as a vote.
God, whatever.
2 hours into the show, 53% ugly, 47% cool.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's pretty
People
split.
People have no idea. It's not split.
Hit. Go onto the Hit Insta if you want to see that for yourself. But look, you can register for this. You can win $1,000 too, and we're going to draw the winner on Christmas Eve. So register now for the Christmas lights.
Someone says, actually, someone says, love it, very chic.
Yes.
Thanks, M. That was M Power.
Yep. Big listener of the Gaundy and Ash show. Someone else said, that's not a Christmas tree, that's just kindling.
Well, actually.
What?
Hold on a second. What? My mum's voted. She said, cool. Thanks, Mum.
That was from Gail Pollard. Tell us what Jeff Pollard said this morning. Read his message out to you, quick.
I won't.
No,
I
can't do it. Ugh. This is the stuff that Ash gets from her dad, Jeff, during the show. Go on.
At 6:44 this morning, yep. He says, I know you are tired and that is coming across. So go and get a coffee and lighten up.
Is he talking to both of us or just you there?
Probably me.
What did you say?
And then
that?
I wrote back, yeah. Dad, stop texting me this
beep,
beep during the show about my performance. I'm happy for you to chime in with banter, but don't critique my performance. Not helpful.
Good on you, Jeff.
No, it's not funny.
He's really, look, really there for the moral support in times of need, isn't he? On our last week on the air.
We need to support each other, yes. You know? Like, you can rip on me about my tree and my performance, but you've also got to be, like, supportive to weigh it up.
What was he like as when you were a kid, when you were doing your, like, sport and things growing up? Was he supportive or was it tough love from Jeff? Bit of tough love.
Supportive.
Was he?
Yep. But not, like, realistic. If I came last in something, it wasn't like, here's a medal for you. It was try better next time.
Mm. So what changed now? Why is he on your case now so hard?
I don't know. God, I'm 33 years old, for God's sake. Like, stop.
Let me do my thing.
Yes.
Oh,
and if I want to know about my performance, I'll bloody well ask. So until then.
And shut up, Jeff.
Shut up.
All right, just go on
750. Shut up at your face.
Just go on 757. Our two names this morning for Live for Free are going to be announced just after the news. Still time to register for that too. Hit.com.au. But if you become a finalist, you could be living for free, rent or mortgage free for an entire year. So two more names straight after this.
Are you ready? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Get ready, Central Coast.
Live for free, drive for free with 7 years free scheduled servicing on the 7-seat SUV Holden Arcadia, Tuggera and West Gosford.
Everybody's free!
Hit 101.3's Live for Free.
Just after 8 for a Monday morning, you missed it on Friday, Ash. We kept our 100% strike rate going.
Oh, perfection.
Yeah, the guy whose name we called out, he was on the silent carriage in the train, so he couldn't call us.
Oh, my gosh. So how funny.
He emails Matt and said, hey, can you please call me because I'm on the silent carriage and I can't do it. So we couldn't do that, obviously. And then his wife called us and then we got him to jump off the train and it was a big ordeal.
What?
It was a huge ordeal.
He had to get off. You made him get off the train?
He jumped off the. We didn't make him. He decided to. He jumped off the train, spoke to us, then jumped back on the next train.
Oh, I just would have whispered. Just would have been like, hey, it's me.
Even then in the quiet carriage, people are still like, shh.
Can't you walk from carriage to carriage, though?
Not on all trains.
Devo.
Anyway, he got there in the end. This is the dedication you need to live for free. Today it's going to be a battle of the Cassandras, I've decided.
Is it? Yep. Is it now?
Yep, two Cassandras head-to-head. Yep. First one to call us back within 15 minutes. So the first Cassandra is Cassandra Wells. The second is Cassandra Harris.
Cassandra Wells and Cassandra Harris.
Yeah, which one will call us first? 13,
Cassandra,
12.
Cassandra.
16. I say Cassandra.
I say Cassandra.
Cassandra. Anything on the phone lines yet?
Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Say that a few times.
Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Cassandra Wells says, I'm a mum of two studying to be a teacher. I would love to get the extra help so I can save and take my kids out to places and enjoy life with them.
Cassandra. What does Cassandra say?
Cassandra Harris says, we are constantly pushing to give our kids a good life, but money only just covers rent and bills. Would love to give the kids a good time for once.
Cassandra.
13-12.
Sandy Wandra.
Battle of the Casses. Come on, ladies.
It's one of those names that if you say it heaps, it sounds unusual. Yeah. Cassandra. 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 Mm.
You've lost the plot, mate, in our last week. I'm just looking over at you talking to yourself. Cassandra, yeah. Cassandra, Cassandra, Cassandra.
Potato, potato.
Live for free, drive for free, 7 years free scheduled servicing on a new Central Coast, Holden, Colorado, West Gosford and Tuggera is where you find the guys. Battle of the Casses. It also sounds very Aussie bogan mum, don't like Cassandra? Or is that just...
Well, that's if you say it like that, but yeah, if you say Cassandra.
Cheryl. Like my mum's original name.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Your mum's original
name?
My
birth mum's name, who I never met, her name was Cheryl, yeah.
Anyway, he says my mum's original name.
Whatever, mate. All right, 13, 12, 16. Come on, Casses. Now's your time to live for free. We want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. Wells or Harris? If you know either one, let them know. We're looking for them. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
I'll give out the two names again for live for free. You've got about 10 or so minutes to call us. It's a battle of the Cassandras. We're looking for Cassandra Wells. And I'll tell you where she's from. Cassandra Wells is from Marty, and Cassandra Harris, who's from Berkeley Vale. If you know those ladies, let them know that they have the chance to become a finalist and live for free. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Until then, we kick on with the show, Pollard.
We certainly do, because good old-fashioned manners really are dying, according to a study.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Gaundy and Ash Pollard study.
Get ready to be floored by this, because 4 in 10 millennials say they wouldn't give up their seats on public transport to pensioners or pregnant women. Rude!
4 in 10 is still only 40%, though, so that means most of them are still doing it.
Still rudeness personified.
Yeah. But 60% of them are still willing to do it, which is good to see.
So almost a third of young adults now ignore proper queue etiquette by cutting in. And more than half won't say bless you when someone sneezes.
Was that a religious thing?
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, it's not religious. Oh, yes, it is. It is religious, sorry, because they first started saying it when the plague happened.
Right.
And they believed that when you sneezed, if you didn't say bless you to someone, they'd have the plague and they'd die.
Well, I said it to a guy in Melbourne who was, I'm not sure of his faith, but he was Indian, and I said bless you when he sneezed. And he almost looked at me like, I don't need that Christian stuff. He looked at me like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm just trying to be nice. Yeah. I don't even know the real meaning of it. I just say
I don't even say bless you either.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. What about a tissue?
Oh,
a
yeah.
Tissue. Remember how something sounds?
Yeah. Trying to change it. Now, 13, 12, 16, are you going to put it out there on a Pollard poll or what? Because here's the thing I think with millennials. Mm. I think they're too busy looking at their phones that they're not looking around them to see that an elderly person might need a little bit of assistance.
Well, do you know what a modern must not now does include? So modern must nots are reading somebody else's phone or social media messages and scrolling through someone's photo album without permission.
Guilty.
Playing music too loudly from your phone. Talking too loudly on public transport are also viewed as inconsiderate behaviours for the modern day individual.
Mm.
I would say, you know, cutting in lines is rudeness personified.
Do you know what? Can I just say this, though? Mm. You know what annoys me a little bit? And I look forward to the day that I get to this age where I'll probably do the same thing. But elderly people who now just think because they're elderly, they can just push into the front of the line. Do you notice that?
I do sometimes, yes.
I'm more than because happy to offer it and be that person.
Are elderly people a little bit more impatient?
I'd say so. And also I feel like they know that they've been on this planet for 80, 90 years. They're done with all the stuff and they're just down. I've only got X amount of time left here, so I'm just going to live my life this way. But I just find that I find some elderly people to take it to another level where it's almost rude. They just push in and they expect it. And I'm someone who does offer. I'm someone who will help them. I'm someone who will offer my seat if need be. But some just take it to another level. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that or if it's just me, but I have noticed that.
Okay, well, yeah. That's a gross generalisation on the elderly population. Okay.
No,
so
I didn't say all of them.
Apologise on behalf of Daniel Gaunt to all of you elderly individuals out there.
I did not say all of them. I said some, and I said I'll probably be one when I'm older, when I've had enough.
You are one right now.
When I've had enough of people.
Let's Pollard poll it, shall we?
Okay, all right.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
We're doing a study and a Pollard poll in one.
Double up.
Yeah, we're doubling up. Hold on, Paul. Do you stand up for the elderly or the pregnant? Do you still do it?
Maybe we'll do a double poll. Have you noticed that the elderly can be a little rude sometimes?
No, I don't want to pick on the elderly.
I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying some do that. It's something I've noticed.
One day you will be an old crone and you'll be a grumpy thingamajig.
100%.
And
I dare say I will
when somebody some little upstart on radio starts speaking to you about this scenario, you won't be happy.
Let's go 13, 12, 16. One call before we go to the break. The call is 13, 12, 16. Christy at Tumbiumbi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, mate. What's your take?
Well, I've got two children, two girls. They're 21 and 19. And I know for a fact that they would stand up and they would give their seat up for anybody that needed it. And I'm disgusted. And I don't think it's the millennials' fault. I think it's their parents. The parents are not teaching kids the values these days.
I would have to agree.
Kids don't even sit down and have a family meal with their parents hardly anymore. Oh, we sit down every night and have family dinner regardless.
Oh, can I come over to your place?
I
miss a family meal.
7 o'clock at the latest. But we always have dinner together and we always have discussions.
Do your daughters do it reluctantly or do they go for it?
No, they do it. But that's just what we do. It's just what we do.
All right, well, 13, 12, 16, you're having a crack at the parents there, Christy. And just
I am. It's the parents' fault. They're not raising their kids right these days.
And just before we totally go to the break, have you noticed that some elderly people have taken it to another level and can be rude?
Or is Look, that just... I work in public, yes, I work in public service, so I have noticed the elderly can be a little bit rude sometimes.
They can.
I'm a door greeter.
Yes.
And, No, I have noticed, and it's a lot of the younger people that are a lot nicer these days. But,
here we go. Crackers out there, pull your socks up.
Feel free to call us. 13, 12, 16 is our number. More calls coming through next. Thank you, Christy from Tumbiumbi.
Thanks, Christy. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
Stand or do you sit for the elderly or pregnant women on public transport? Because according to a study, 4 in 10 millennials say they wouldn't give up their seats.
4 in 10.
Apparently, good old-fashioned manners are dying.
Vanessa at Bensville, 13, 12, 16. What's your take on this Pollard poll?
Good morning, Gaundy and Ash. Absolutely, stand up. You know, have respect for your elders.
Yep.
Look, I've seen it both ways. I've actually seen people that do not move for their elders. They will sit there and they will not move. And I've also seen elderly people be rude to people that want to sit down.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Not often, but I have seen that odd person. But no, definitely stand up for your elders. Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a resounding yes.
Respect.
Thus
have
far.
Respect. Do you know what I mean? They're older than you. Possibly older.
There is that thing where some get offended too, where you go, do you want my seat? I've been in that situation where I've offered it.
What about where you accidentally think someone's pregnant and they're not?
Yeah, that's
awkward as hell.
Let's go to Ali at the Halley. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love you. You make my day every day.
Oh, thanks, Ali.
Oh, thanks, Al.
You're welcome.
Love you.
I love you. Thanks. Big love all around.
Oh, how good is that?
Hey, Ali, you were.
That's
are you
all we need. Thanks, Ali. That's all we need. Good on you. See you, mate.
Bye, have a great
no,
day.
Don't hang up.
No, what have you got? What have you got?
Well, my children, I have beautiful children. They have beautiful manners and they are always doing things for the elderly, always giving up seats. My daughter travels down every second Thursday with my brother to Rollnoff for cancer treatment. They were getting on the train to come home. It was peak hour. There was people everywhere. She made sure he got a seat, got him comfortable, and then she waited. She waited a little while, and some people got off the train, and a seat became available. So she's carrying an 8-month-old baby and trying to breastfeed. So this girl jumps in the seat, doesn't even bat an eyelid at her. So my daughter has to sit in the aisle and breastfeed her baby.
Rude.
Jeez.
Atrocious. And, yeah. There's just no words for it. It's just rude.
See, if I was in that situation and I saw that, I would say something. I'd get up
would
and
you?
Say,
would
yeah,
you?
I would, yeah, 100% I would.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, maybe you just get up and give her your seat.
Well,
yeah, it was funny because when my daughter got off at Wyong with my brother, she met my husband there. He was bringing them home. And when she had told him what happened, he just tapped on the window and gave her a thumbs up and went, good job to this girl. And she just put her head down. So I think she actually didn't even really know what she'd done.
Some people are oblivious.
Yeah,
totally oblivious to the world around them. Yeah.
They have no
it's
idea.
Sad.
Oh, well, we started on a high when you loved our show and we ended on a bit of a...
I know. Sorry about that. But still love your show.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shannon at East Gosford. Thank you, Ali from the Halley. Great call. Shannon from East Gosford, round this thing out for us.
Hey, so I was 22, pregnant with my first, really heavily pregnant, working 12-hour days and commuting to Sydney for work. And I'd be on my feet all day, exhausted, getting on a train and still having to give my seat up to somebody that was older, or there were people that I used to see on the train, you know, with like crutches or a wheelchair or something like that. And there were kids, like, well, you know, 18, 19-year-olds that are just so in their own world, they just didn't even register that somebody was wanting a seat. Like, there were, I remember seeing old people, like, walking up and down the aisles, like, looking at people in the eye, like, you know, trying to say, hey, do you want to get up and give me a seat?
Yeah, but
I found myself giving my seat up, and I'm pregnant, swollen legs, exhausted.
Well,
and
you are the true hero.
Yeah, but at the same time, there were some times where I needed a seat. Like, I really wanted to sit down, and there were people that just looked at me like, you're not old.
And
I'm
did
not
you,
getting my seat
did
up
you
to
use
you.
The same tact as the old people? Were you just eyeballing people, just going, come on, get up, time to go?
Sometimes it's needed. But I remember being really cranky at the very end of my pregnancy and making people get up on the bus.
Like, yes!
There
were
like,
hysterical.
Yeah, people at school, like school kids. So I was like, I'm pregnant. If you don't want me to have the baby on the bus, can you get up?
If there's one thing to know, it's do not mess with a pregnant lady. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, I know that now.
Because you'll rip them a new one. I love that.
That's brilliant.
Sometimes you just need to take matters into your own hands.
I think so. Yep. Either that or just bring a camping chair and open it up yourself on the train.
Problem solved, everybody. Just carry a camping chair with you.
Camping chair with you at all times.
What was the result of the poll there? Are we
a
standing?
A resounding yes. Stand up,
well
please.
Done. Well done, guys.
Are you ready? Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
I remember a few months ago I talked about how my dad and I hadn't spent any one-on-one time together for as long as I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, because he lives in Melbourne. When we catch up, it's a quick lunch or it's just, you know, in passing by. So we put it out there on the air, some stuff I could do with my dad, and people got in touch with us and gave us some ideas. And we ended up going down the Glenworth Valley Road.
Yeah.
So we stayed there over the weekend at Glenworth Valley. We did some horse riding. Oh. Did a bit of that on the weekend. We did some quad bike riding as well.
I'd love to see you horse riding. That'd be awkward.
Oh, man, I was so good at it.
Oh.
Not really.
Were you scared?
I didn't know this, but my dad did a lot of it when he was a kid, so he just jumped up like a natural.
Oh, and you were like, get me a stepladder.
He found it a little bit too slow for his liking, whereas I was the opposite side, where I was like, whoa, can we slow these bad boys down or what?
Did you do trotting?
We did. What did they call it again? It was, there was two types. There was...
canter?
That's it, yes.
You got up to a canter?
Yep, did some cantering.
God.
Yeah, did some cantering, mate, and I held on.
And how were you? Did you do the, you know how you've got to lift your bottom to the rhythm of the canter?
Yeah, so there was one where you had to lift your bottom and do a bit of that, which I kind of worked out towards the end. And then there was another one where he just said, hold on to the seat when it really picked up some pace. And I just...
And you didn't get scared?
I held on for dear life, but yeah, the horses know what they're doing there. They've all been around that track many times before.
Oh, wow.
But it's very scenic, so it was great. And just to go along and, you know, spend a bit of time with Dad, which was good. We were meant to go abseiling yesterday as well, but I got my times mixed up, so we ended up not doing that.
As if. I bet you just didn't because you're a scaredy cat.
No, I'm fine with the abseiling. I'm fine with heights. I just don't like jumping out of perfectly working planes or jumping head first towards the ground in a bungee jump. So I'm cool with that. The dirt bike riding we did on the Friday, though, so Dad and I were out there, and what they do is they take you out to this track, and you can go around as fast as you like on the track, and the guy goes, I'll take some photos, so you got some cool stuff to post. And I was like, yeah, and I'm starting to build up a bit of confidence on the dirt bike, and I'm going around the track, and on my second lap around, the guy's doing the... the video and the photos for me, and I was so concerned about looking cool on my Instagram that I went around the corner and I didn't take the corner properly and ended up off the track. I went right the way around and went zoom straight over this thing, boom, over the tyres, you know, the tyres they've got to block the track.
Oh, did you fall off?
Yeah, I came off the track and went into the bushes bit. And you've got to pay. The deal is, if any damage happens to these bikes, you're the one that has to, you've got to cover that yourself. It's all in the video that they show you
so
before you.
So you crashed?
Yeah, but no damage to the bike and it wasn't too bad. But
how quick were you going? Did you come off?
Well, it felt like I was going really quick, but when I watched the video back, not so quick.
Oh my God. Have you got this video for us?
I think the instructor, as it was happening, because as I kind of went off the track, the video just stopped because I think he went, oh, I better help him.
Gondi's having trouble.
Yeah, so he stopped. He took his finger off the button. So I don't have video evidence of me going off the track. But, you know, the only thing that was bruised was my ego there. I had to apologise about 100 times, check the bike. It was all good and we were good to go. No worries.
You're not really like a... You're not really an adventures man, are you?
I don't have much daredevil in me, no. No, it's very small on that scale, unfortunately. How would you go out there? We've been talking about doing go-karts and stuff against each other. How do you go on these dirt bikes and the horseback riding?
I'm pretty mad like that. I love dirt bikes.
Yes.
I love racing cars. Like, that's right up my alley.
I do feel when I was on there, I thought this is, and not that you do it at Glenworth Valley because you sign your life away and it's all on you, but when you're on the dirt bike, you do feel like you're letting off a bit of steam and you're just like, this feels good.
Remember and that time I went...
You got a lot of steam to let
off. I do, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
When I went duning up north and I went with my girlfriend, we went on the quad bikes.
Yes.
Well, I was so, I was so quick on that they made my own group for me.
Oh, did they?
So they gave me another private instructor guy.
Yeah.
So it was just me, him and Laura, my girlfriend, because I was zooming too quick for the rest of the group.
Man, I think that...
Man, I'm a zoomer. I zoom.
I think he took my dad off the track and let me go around because I was so bad at it that I was holding everybody up. So he's he said to my dad, he was like, you just sit out this one and let him go round because I was holding.
You are pathetic.
I was holding up the whole thing. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Before we get out of here, we just had a message come through to the Facebook page, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the fact that, of course, we played Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You this morning. And they've said, how about this for a suggestion? Loving it this morning. You need to play Mariah Carey's song All I Want for Christmas Is You for a whole hour straight on your last day on Thursday.
No.
So from, say, the 8 o'clock hour, every song we throw to will be All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That's too much.
What do we think of that suggestion? Do we like that?
That's too much.
Every single break we finish, we'll be like, it's Gawndy and Ash, you're on here. All I Want for Christmas.
I tell you what, that is certainly one way to get rid of listeners.
What about an hour of Christmas tunes then on the Thursday?
Yeah, I'm down with
different
that,
songs.
But I'm not down with an hour purely of that song.
What about a whole show of Christmas tunes?
Yes.
Oh, now we're
down for that.
Now we're really making our music director sweat. Sweat Christmas bullets.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm down. What, you want a whole 3 hours of Christmas tunes on Thursday? Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't know if we'll get it over the line.
We can sit in here and eat mince pies all morning.
Yeah, wear dodgy Christmas shirts.
Have some hot chocolate.
All right, let's see. Producer
eggnog.
Matt's writing that down as we speak.
Eggnog?
I don't really understand the whole eggnog thing. What is that?
What's there not to understand?
Well, it's just not an Australian...
It's like egg, milk and brandy, mate. Just get amongst it.
Never got into it.
Bit of sugar.
Yeah.
Bit of vanilla essence.
How much brandy are we talking?
As much as you want.
Ooh, a responsible amount? You got to say that. Let's quickly check this Christmas tree
poll. Producer Matt wants rumbles.
Oh, yes, please.
He wants rumbles.
Suck on my chocolate rumbles.
Oh.
Suck on them. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Widow's in here just looking at us like, shut up, guys. Get out of here. Before we do, though, because he's in next 9 minutes of old school, quickly, I'm just going to round out this. We put up your Christmas tree. Oh, there's an email coming through now saying, yep, Christmas tunes are a go. All right. Poll on the ugly Christmas tree, Ash.
Aww.
56 votes to cool. 64 votes to ugly. 53% ugly, your Christmas tree, which is made from sticks from your backyard.
Ah, well, you can't please everyone.
You really can't. You really can't. Hopefully our show this morning.
I still think it's pretty and you can all get stuffed.
Hopefully our show's impressed a few people this morning. As we get on out of here, we'll catch you tomorrow. Three shows left for 2019. 9 hours of radio gold still to come. And just as we get out of here, double passes to the Mariners taking on Adelaide United on the 22nd of December. Mariners taking on Adelaide. Tickets available through Ticket Tech. We have two double passes right now. We'll catch you tomorrow, hey?
Toodles.
Bye. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.